Dump trucks are unloading road materials next to Kentucky 393 in Oldham County. We're 2 years into the state's six-year highway plan, and this project calls for a widening and relocation of the current two-lane road just off I-71. Over the last 2 years, the state has allocated $17.5 million to the project. But in the last few weeks, highway engineers at the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet have been reviewing the 600 existing road projects in the state, including this one. They're looking for ways to cut costs, and Kentucky 393 is a perfect example of the types of changes they hope to make. Governor Steve Beshear has been touting the overhaul of the way road projects are approached in the state since he announced the plan called Practical Solutions. He spoke earlier this month at a forum in Louisville.
If we're successful in doing this, this will be the biggest change in the way we do business in probably the history of the Commonwealth.
Part of the initiative is to reduce extravagant road projects lawmakers have inserted into the highway plan to win brownie points in their home districts. But the biggest chunk of savings, according to Transportation Secretary Joe Prather, will come in reevaluating each project's size and materials.
We're looking to build more Chevrolets and fewer Cadillacs where appropriate, and in the process save significant dollars.
The Cadillacs he refers to might be a four-lane highway with wide medians and shoulders. The Chevrolets would result from downsizing that project to include smaller medians and shoulders and only two lanes with a passing lane. Or, in the case of Kentucky 393, simply repaving an existing road and adding shoulders, as opposed to relocating the road 40 yards away from the original. The governor's plan is modeled after a similar initiative in Missouri called Practical Design. Instituted in 2006, transportation officials there project it will save the state $400 million over 5 years.
I was real concerned at the start that we would have safety problems.
That's Charlie Nemers, the director of the Transportation Infrastructure Center at the University of Missouri. The idea of skimping on road projects turned his civil engineer stomach. But 2 years into Practical Design, he admits he was wrong.
What ended up happening is the last 2 years, they've had fewer fatalities on their highway systems by the order of magnitude of 100 or so.
Highway engineers in Missouri and Kentucky say that's happening because the new approach allows them to improve more miles of roadway than they previously could. But are these so-called Chevrolet roadways still good enough to attract economic investment to rural areas of the state? Nemers says in Missouri, their recent studies show a well-maintained two-lane highway adequately handles traffic in these rural areas, whereas a four-lane would be a luxury. Kentucky Transportation Secretary Joe Prather.
Occasionally, you're going to find that economic development would be of sufficient size and would cause a ripple effect as far as growth, where you would need to continue to have four-lane roads, but we think there are going to be many instances where that's not the case at all.
There's no sense adding capacity on road systems where there's already excess capacity. So, sounds like a very rational approach to me.
That's University of Louisville economics professor Dr. Paul Coombs. He says the top priority should be identifying bottlenecks and fixing them in urban areas. But in rural areas, the old build it and they will come adage doesn't always work. And in tight budget times, the cost may not be worth any unknown economic investments, even 5 or 10 years from now. And it will likely take that long to know the economic effect of the plan. The Transportation Cabinet isn't planning to study if the changes will affect economic investments in the state. They're hoping businesses that may be looking for a Cadillac will settle for a Chevy. For WFPL, I'm Stephanie Sanders.